Right. We are on Samach Zayin Umid base at the bottom. We did the Mishnah yesterday, but we'll just quickly run through it again. Yeah. So, Bor, Eitzel, Par, Vasoya, Hanisrofim. We're going back to the Kohen Gadol, and he comes now to the Par and the Soya, Hanisrofim. He's done all the Zrikas Adam. He's now clearly, and he's done the Bidui on the Soya Mishtalech, and he sent the Soya Mishtalech away. So, Bor, Eitzel, Par, Vasoya, Hanisrofim. He comes to the Par and the Soya now. Koron, Vaitzinus, Emurain. He tears up their stomachs and takes out the Emurim. Nostam, Amegis, he puts them into, onto a plate. Vichuna, Gamma, Mizbeach, and he offers them on Mizbeach. Koron, Bemakbis, with various, he plats them onto the poles, and he takes them out, and they get taken. He doesn't do it actually. But it's in the way, and they get taken out to Reis Asreifor. When do the begodim, or those who carry it, or involved, we'll see those who carry it out and involved in the Asreifor, they're going to become Tamim. Shiots Chutzuchemus Azorah. Once they get outside the walls of the Azorah, as opposed to the Ishiti, or once he gets outside Yushalayim. Rav Shimon Omer, he argues with the Tanakhama and says, "Rishiyotzo oyberubon, they won't only become tomei once the fire is taken hold of most of the animal once on the base of Deshim when they get burnt." Says the Gemara, "Behiktiron sachadatach." What after he takes out the murim, he immediately offers them up. Says Rashi, "Hochi asinim haktiron sachadatach." Says the Gemara, "Lehaktiron." He's not going to actually offer them out. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, it's going to be much later on. Rashi will go into the details more, give us the deals of when they get offered up. He's taking them out now to offer them later on. But there's going to be a few other avoiders that are going to come in between. But not now, it's necessary to take out the Emurim because they've got to be carried out for the Srefa right now. But he's not going to offer up the Emur now. Says Rashi, Bikturon, Sakadatach, last narrow line, Emulaktiron, Vlaigaras. Some people get the kasha wrong and think the problem is that he's being matzah them on the plate or from the plate. Matzah who in the kasha of the Gemara is where he offers them up from the plate. Says Rashi, that's not the correct kasha. Because the Mishubesh is here, the kasha is why is he using the megas? That's not a kasha. From Sechav Sochim, Sechav Soito, says Rashi, the Shafa Habashach, the Mishnah of Tanabik Tiron, the megas. We see there, it's correct. We often find that things are offered up on a plate. The Memegas Malos and Mizbech. What it means is he's using the plates. They put on the plate to take them up to the Mizbech. It doesn't mean he's offering. It's a question of the plate is quite. It's quite correct to use the fact that they mention the plate here. But he takes them out and puts them on a plate because he needs a plate to take them up to the Mizbech. The Kabbalah say, Tanina Tuba, we don't find it all over Shas. Malo Matiro Biklei Shoris. He goes and offers it up in his Biklei Shoris. If he wants, he can tie up the Emurim with his Gartel and take them up with his Gartel even. So it's not the issue is not the place and the plate. Elohochi Kasha, the Kasha is, as we mentioned already, Hiktiron Sakadatoch. What Kasha is, he Ashab Humaktiron, now is the time to offer them up. That's the question of the Gemara. It's the wrong time. The Mishnah is Mashmah for the loss of the Mishnah. Now is the time he's offering them up. Valayo, Deno, Alobish Biklei Lobon. He's still wearing his white clothes. He's still got to read the parsha, the various parshas that we'll see in Mr. Shem in the next Mishnah in these begodim. He's going to then do a tweet of Yubish Big Dezov and put the Big Dezov and bring the offer, then offer up his isle and the Elohim. And then he's going to do a table a second time and change back into Big Dezov and Lohit Sikaf and Machta to take up the spoon and the fire pan from the Kochi Kochim. But Yibboi Shlishis, and he's got a table again, and Musafin to bring up the Musafin. And that's when he brings up, much, much later on in the day, he's going to bring up the Murim of the Chatos, and the Tomidol bin Arabayim. So now is not the time to offer them up, because Tomidol Birkin, the Kamon, as we'll see this Seder, as we carry on through the Seder, when the Murim get offered much later up. So the question is that Lashon of the Mishnah implies that he's mucking them now. And that's what the Gemara is questioning. So we change the Lashon of the Mishnah, Ela'emo Lehaktiron. He takes out the Emurim now in order to offer them later on. Lashon of the Megas, he puts them in the plate, like Tiron by the Mizbeach, to offer them on the Mizbeach, because he gives manum when it's the right time. Carries on the Gemara. Kolam B'maklish, he ties them up and on the staves, on the sticks. Amra Yechman Kamin Kliom, sort of plait. Intertwined. Tana we learned. Lo yehoi menatchen ituach nubosa va'oilom. He doesn't cut them up in the way we normally cut up a korban oilom, the bosa va'oilom. In what way is it different from a korban oilom? Ela oir al gabi bosa. Here, when he cuts them up, the oil is still on the bosom. With the oil, you do heshed first, you first lay it, and later on you cut it up into limbs. In fact, the oil goes to the kernim, as we don't know, ordinary oil here. They will see, we actually, for the srefa itself, they get dismembered. At the Shah Srefa, they get dismembered, the Shah Srefa. Yeah, the Rambam actually learns that they get dismembered early, but he considered, Rashi used the word, we mentioned this yesterday, Rashi used the word shleimim, the Mishnah. They get carried out shleimim. The Rambam's definition of shleimim is shleimim means they bore him shleimim because they got the skin on them. That's what the Rambam learns. But they do require nituach, as we'll see from Sukkim coming up now, they do require nituach for the Srefa, but then nituach with the skin on, yeah. The Gemara's going to go through the Sukkim now to actually learn this. Where do we know all these even from? So the Gemara, we learn once again from the Gemara. We leave the oil on the bosom. Says Rashi, three lines from the bottom. When we burn and cut up the bosa oil, it's already mushel, it's flame in oil, before it's actually flayed. First you flay it, and then you cut it up. In this case, it's not the same as the bosa oil. The oil is on the skin, it's on the bosa. In fact, they get burnt as well as the skin does. It's oil is pilshoy, as we'll see later on. And they're not flayed. Says the Gemara, where do we know this from? The Tanya. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Ne'ma kan oiru boso perash. It says by the poem on the strophe, not poem on the strophe, by the pan soebium kippur, oiru boso perash. Ne'ma lalan, and it says when we're talking about the par helam dovish el sima, the poem at the beginning of Vayikro, the pori chatzos, the par helam dovish el sima, the poem, it says, oiru boso perash. Says Rashi, Ne'ma kan, bes par besoish, and we're talking about the pan sobi and kippur, es ayrosum, es besom, es pilshum. So we've got oil boso, perash, by and kippur. Venema boso, the parakim Mashiach, right? So we're talking about the parakim Mashiach, which is the first of the parshas in Vayikra, which deal with the chatois. There's five parshas there. Which deal with chatois. There's the parsha of the Kayim Mashiach, the parherim dobitul tzibur, and then we've got the nosi, and then we've got the two parshas of the yochid. So there's five parshas there which deal with chatois at the beginning. The skin, it's all his flesh. With his head and his innards, and the innards and the perash all get burnt. So we're going to deal with Shavu Malalon, Hekish Malalon, Alidei Nituach, Alidei Hefshet. There, it's done. When we're talking about the Kpa Kohen Mashiach, it's done with although it's done with the skin, it's done with the limbs chopped up, which the Gemara is going to ask soon, where do we know that from? And it's not done, and the skin is not flayed, it's done with the oil on it, as the Pasuk says there. Here also, it's done by cutting up the limbs, and it's not done with Hefshed. You see that quite clearly, Dobby, that we cut up those limbs here for the stray from. Says Rashi Malal, Honkin of Fash, but also the Gemara is going to explain where we know there that you don't do it, we do Hefshet, yeah? And how do we know there that you actually cut up the limbs for the Srefa? No, we're not talking about, we're not taking off the skin, so how do we know you cut up the limbs for the Srefa? The Tanya, that was the third line down. Some learn it actually from Rashi. Actually, still the Gius is not quite right here as well. We'll see the Rashi in a moment. There's Oya Poes, Es Kolbasori, Bes Kolbasori, Al Groishiv, Al Krob, Al Kibo Pushoi. Listen to that, yeah. So it's some learn it from the word Kolbasori, including everything. That means when we take them out of the Azora, we're talking about the power. Koyim Mashiach now. This is the possibility of the power of Koyim Mashiach. We take it out whole. Yochel Yisrof and Asholim. I might think you burn it whole. Ne'ema kan roishoy krov. Says here in this parsha, head with limbs. Ne'ema lalon. And it says at the beginning of Ayikra, the very first parsha of Ayikra, about when it talks about the oilus yochid. It says roishoy krov. It says also roishoy krov. Malalon alidei nituach. Just as there with an oilob. We chop up the limbs for the Srefa. Afkan, Alidei Nituach. So here also, with the power of Koyim Mashiach, we also chop up the limbs for the Srefa. Imal alon is the finish of the Gemara. Imal alon, and therefore, imal alon ali de hefshir. Over there with the oilo, we do hefshir. We flay the skin first before we chop up the lint. Afkan ali de hefshir. Here also, you should also offer it up. First, do the hefshir, flay it, and then chop up the limbs before Talmud Lema. Bekirboy il pushoy. We learn Bekirboy il pushoy, it's got a ma Talmudu. We learn from Bekirboy il pushoy that we do not flay it first. My Talmudu, how do we understand from there Bekirboy il pushoy means you do not flay it? It's talking about the inside, the innards, and the dun. The pushoy is the dun. Omra fofo kashem she pushoy Bekirboy. Just as the peirash, the dun, is inside it, kach basoroy ba'oroy. That we had the hekesh there, and we say just as the dung is inside it, so the and is attached to it, so also the oil is attached to the bosa.
There is no oil inside. There is no.
No, it means just as is attached to the. We don't separate. We don't take the with other korbanos. We often claim we take the perish out with other.
The perish, I see, yeah.
And here it says it tells us we do it. It's still attached to it, so also here the oil is attached to the bosa. And Tosis goes into the use Tosis here about. We're learning here from a Hekesh or whatever, from Zeru Shobu, we're learning here from Oilo to Par Koy Mashiach, and then we learned beforehand Par, the Purim of Yom Kippur to the Purim of Par Koy Mashiach. And Dovad Alomi Hekesh in Chayzim Alam Hekesh. Yeah, some news choices there. I haven't gone into it still, but just highlighting it to you. let's do the Rashi. Roishoy Ukroim, says Rashi. Nemar alon Roishoy Ukroim. Nochi galsinom. Umei oilo goma, as we've already mentioned. We learn it from oilo. Shnemar bo Roishoy Ukroim back to Rossi. It says you do the head and the limbs. Shnemar bo Ochres and the Sochim. You offer up the limbs. That's a Roish. It means we cut them up. And Sochim means cut up limbs. That's a Roish. That's a Peder. Shnemar bo Kerev HaKroim. It says also Kerev HaKroim. Yuxem Shepil Shoy Bikilboy. And we learned. Sorry, I missed out Rashi at the top of the page. All right, leave it out. But just as the dung is inside it, it says the skin of the par and all its flesh. When compare taking out the oil and the bosso to taking out the innards and the peirash. Ma pilsha bikilboy, just as the dung is inside it. Sorry, but oil. So the bosa is with the oil. Uksibo hoitzi basara. You take it out and then you burn it. Ma hoitzi osoi basoroi. Just as you take it out with the basoroi of oil, you take it out with the flesh and the skin. Asrei bosa came, so the sreifa has to be done in the same way, not going to flake afterwards. What? Every oil on every Shabbos. How do you do the oil on Shabbos? You offer This is a part of the Avodah. This is a part of the Avodah Yom Kippur. Yeah.
What is the question?
He's asking, how can we do this? How can we burn outside the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Kippur? This is all part of the Avodah Tzayon. It's all the Zeus HaKosov. This is all the Zeus HaKosov. Yeah. It's part of the Zeus HaKosov. I thought you might be asking me. We had a special limud beforehand. What you could be asking is, we had a special limud beforehand, not like Rav Rom, which we mentioned. Let me just find out days ago. We needed the Mora had a kasha ish itiya. Then we even take it out on Shabbos. We take out that soil azozel. We especially had a special limud for Shabbos. We thought that Shabbos might not be included. So you could learn out here also. You've had the same kasha here. Mr. Whether it needs a limit for or not for Shabbos as well, or maybe we can learn it out from there. That you can see in Shabbos, there's no difference for Shabbos or for, if young people wasn't Shabbos on a weekday, you can learn it maybe from there. It isn't done by the Kohen. Kohen can't do this Avodah. He can't go. He's got to carry on. No, he's got to carry on doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. There's plenty more work for him to do. He's not doing the burning. In fact, we'll see later on that while he's doing something else while the burning is taking place, we'll see him. Then we learn the Mishnah from when is it that we're going to become Tommy? Tana Rabbanan. We learned.
There is a Mahaket, yes, between Rabbi Shimon
Yes, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah. Rav Shimon said it's metame mishiyotzus o'ber rubon when the fire takes hold of most of the animal, and the Chachamim learned, the Tanakhama learned when one thing goes outside the Azorah, as soon as they leave the Azorah. So here's it, yeah. Says Rashi, Ne'ma kam michutz lamachneh. We got Tanu Rabbanu yotzei michutz lamachneh, yeah? Says Rashi, Ne'ma kam michutz lamachneh. Says Rashi, Hagir sahavim mishubeshes he. Yes, Lamida. The Gersa is incorrect, and we can't. It's not the word correct. Maseches Zvachim for the Torah's Kenim Hochi Yisur, and this is what I find in Zvachim and the Torah's Kenim. Tonu Rabon, Lalon Atonois and Lahen Gimel Machnois. There is three Machnois. For the Sreifa. Yeah. Sorry. I just lost myself a moment. Yeah, the Par Kohen Mashiach. Yeah, it is the Par Kohen Mashiach. Yeah. Lalon there, by the Par Kohen Mashiach. The Gemara's going to ask later on where we know this. By the Par Kohen Mashiach, the Parhenim Dobishal Tzibum, we give them, they have to be burnt outside the three camps. The Kan Afamoshim Machna Achas. And here you're saying that they've got to become tomei as soon as they come out of the first camp. Im kein, lomo nema el michutz lamachne. Why did it say el michutz? Yeah. So the question is, why don't we say just as over there, by the sreifa, it's done outside the three camps? Here also, shenu start being matam of the begodim, also outside the three camps. Im kein, lomo nema el michutz lamachne. So why does it say mechutz lamachne in this pasha here of Yom Kippur? Loim lachol kibush yotzuchutz lamachne achas to tell us that even if they go outside one camp, metamim begodim, they are metamim the begodim. The gabe pa yom kippurim tani rabbeteres kenim, and we learn this is learned regarding the power of Yom Kippur on the teres kenim. Yotzil mechutz lamachne v'sol poim. Take it outside the camp and burn it. Become a Tama Tana, and the Tana is wondering, this is what he's saying. Lalon beparo edo. When he comes to the paro edo, beka parka mashiach, ato nesim and the straight spots. On chutz, the Gimnachis Rashi is explaining now, there we learn, with the paro edo, parka mashiach, ato nesim and the straight spots, on chutz, the gimel machnois. You have to take it outside the three camps. What are the three camps we're talking about? Camp number one, Azoro, Baharabayis, Yushalayim. To be allowed to come on, as we'll learn further on. So you can burn it outside the three camps. The Kaan Ato Eime El Michutz Lamachne Besofu. The Mashma, and here it says you take it outside one camp and you burn it. The Mashma should serve Michutz Lamachne Shne Miyad, Machne Leviyam. The indication is you burn it immediately in the Machne Leviyam. Valoy Af Eilu Pnimim. At the end of the day, the Purim the Par and the Sor of Yom Kippur are also what we call Pnimim. The Aboida Adam is done inside the Kochi Kochi or the Kochim. This Sreifah l'Tumas Gadim, and we know there's a Hekish comparing them to the Dinim of Sreifah and for Tumas Gadim. Where's the Hekish? Where do we know they are compared? Because it says in the Parsha of Parhelim Dobo, Shel Tzibo, V'osu l'Parkash, osu l'Parachatos. And you do to this Parah as you do to the Parachatos. V'kulu l'Doshon. And we dash and we learn all. What's it telling us? You do to this part, you do to another part. We're talking about the power when the tibah, when the power and dovashol tibah. What power are you comparing it to? And we dash and from there we dash and the power. We compare the power of parim dovashol tibah to the power of yom kippur. On my sin law, the ikra b'teres kanim. We bring it in the gemara in zvachim and menoches, but the main drosha comes from the teres kanim. So we've got one drosha which compares in the power hilam dovid tzibur to the power of Yom Kippur. The gabi parayim akipum namik siv chatos achatos achatos. It says chatos twice. It's para chatos and siir achatos. What do we need the repetition? Ma tamalim achatos chatos. What's the repetition? Fish leilamadu shiyum etamim begodim mistrofim abesadeshin eleil bilbad. We only know that din of tumas begodim and burning them. Zayin, just a minute. That din is not. Yeah, this Rav Abbas Adeshin should be left out, actually, yeah. Well, that din we don't learn here, actually. But we know, we only learn from the power of Yom Kippur and the story of Yom Kippur that it's Metamim Begodim. But we don't know the Tumas Bogodim when it comes to the Par Helem Dov and Par Mashiach. In other words, the Sreifa of the three, the Sreifa we learn out by the Par Helem Dov. And the Din of Tumas Bogodim we learn out by the Par Nesoyim Vim Kippur. How do we know all the other chatois where the dam is done inside that they're also matame begodim? We learn out from the extra word chatos. We see that all these various chatois where the dam is done inside, whether it's the parim dov, the parim kippur, the soyim kippur, they all are equated. Im kain. Therefore, why does it say when it comes to Yom Kippur Machne Achas? While we know when it comes to the Parahel and Dovish of Sibas, we'll see later on, it says Sholish Machnos. It can't be for the Dinah Sreifa because we learn the Dinah Sreifa from there. Lo Neemra Ela Al Tumas Abagodim, Aksuba Achreel. Therefore, the Machne Achas is referring to a different din, not the din of Sreifa. It's referring to the din of Tumas Begodim, which is written straight afterwards. Vasuv Oisim Yichabes Begodim, which is written straight afterwards. To tell you, as soon as he goes out one camp, even though he's not doing the sreifa here, nevertheless, it's metamim begodim. And we learn it back. The din is said him. We're learning each one out from the other one. The gabba, the din of metamim begodim, when you go outside one camp, that is learned by Yom Kippur, and that's learned back to the others. Because no Tumas Begodim is written when it comes to all the other ones, the Parkei Mashiach. The Chassid Chassid appreciates, as I already explained, we learn it out, it applies to the others. And this is the Gilsa. Now we start the Gemara. This is an introduction, really. So Rashi wanted to bring the introduction, how the two Parshiyos, so to speak, or more than two parshiyos, but many two parshiyos, the one the Parim Dov Shel Tzibor and the Parim and the Parim of Yom Kippur, and how they are learnt out from one another. So back to the Gemara, Torah Rabbana, Yotzei Michutz LaMachne V'Sorfu. We're talking about now the Parim Mashiach. It says you take it outside the camp. We learn the Dinah straight from there, and we'll learn later on Atonos and Shalosh Machnos. They have three camps. And yet, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's only one machnas. One machne. In kein lomo nema. Why does it say michutz la machne? What's the michutz la machne? Loim lecho to teach you. Kim shiyosu chutz la machne achas metamim begodim. It's not for the din of sreifa, but to tell you for the din of metamim begodim. It applies when you go outside one camp. The osam minolum. So how do we know there when it comes to the sreifa that you have to? It's done outside three camps. It also says michutz la machne. The tanya, because we learned the brayser. It says voitz is a klapo. You take it out to burn it. Yeah. When it comes, this is a par helam dov shel tzibur. Chutz l'sholish machnis at oimo. Chutz l'sholish machnis. I mean, the din is we take it outside the three camps. At oimo chutz l'sholish machnis and chutz l'machnachas. Just says you take it outside the camp to burn it. Where do we get three camps from? Maybe it's only one camp. Kushu oimo paro edom. This is a par helam dov shel tzibur we're talking about. Bchoitzi par helam dov. Sorry, Parakah Mashiach. Sorry, wrong one. It's the Parakah Mashiach. At the very first Parsha, at the beginning of chapter Dalad, all of the Parshas goes like this. The very first Parsha is the Parakah Mashiach. The second Parsha is the Parakah Dov Shel Tzibur. Then you've got the Nosi, and then you've got the two Parshas of the Yochid. So in the first Parsha of the Parakah Mashiach, it says you take it outside the camp. Then we got the next one of the Parah Edom. The Parah Edom, it says, El Michutz Machaneh. Also, you take it outside the camp. Sorry?
Where are we up to? I'm sorry, I just joined.
We are...
Samachet.
Yeah, Samachet, Sumad Aleph, we're about 12 lines up.
Thank you.
Talmud Loima. We don't need a pasuk to tell you by Paro Edo that you take it out of the camp to burn it. It's already said, because we've got another pasuk that tells us, Vesorof, Oisik, Ashesorof, Saparishin. Says in the parasha itself, you do to the power of Edo, which is in the second parasha, as you do to the power of the Kohen Gadol, which is in the first parasha. So we know you've got to do Sreifa. So what does it say, Michutz Lamachne again, in the parasha of the power of Edo? We already know where you burn it. That already tells us you go outside the two camps. And when it says, in the parasha, in the beginning of Tzav, when it talks about the Trumas HaDeshen, it says, Michutz HaMachane B'deshen, it also tells us there, you have to take it outside the camp for Trumas HaDeshen. Shein Talmud Loima, we don't need to know where outside the camp is, where you have to burn the Trumas HaDeshen. Not the Trumas HaDeshen, sorry, the Tapuach, in the partial Trumas HaDeshen, it mentions as well, in the partial Trumas HaDeshen, actually it's not the Trumas HaDeshen itself, you're right, it's the excess deshen. The excess deshen, it says you take outside the camp. When the Tapuach gets too big, when this pile of ash gets too big, you take it outside the camp. Right, so you're correct. We don't need to learn where you take the deshen out, because in the parsha of the power of Kohen and Mashiach, it already tells us where you burn. We already learned where you burn the power. It mentions in that pasuk there, you burn the power of the Kohen Mashiach El Shefach HaDeshen. So we know where the deshen is being burnt, because it says in the power of Kohen Mashiach, you burn it in the place where you put the deshen. So we don't need a pasuk to tell me a Mechutz LaMachne. We already know from the power of Kohen Mashiach, you take it outside. So far we've learned two camps. So we already know you take it outside the camp. Why is it saying Mechutz LaMachne in the parsha of Trumas, or the parsha of the Shefach HaDeshen? That's an extra machne. Ten loy machne shlishis. From there we learn machne shlishis. Says Rashi about... Yes. And Rashi said, I was going to ask, where do we get that from? And that, this no. So it says Chutz HaMachaneh. It doesn't say Chutz L'Sholish Machaneh. It says in the Apostle, it says, Rashi, the Gemara, the structure of the Gemara is like this. The Gemara wants to know, the Gemara first of all is trying to resolve this thing of Tumas V'Godim. How do you know that the Tumas V'Godim is outside one camp? And we know this comparison, that's why Rashi made that big introduction. It says the Gis is not very clear in the Gemara here, and that's why Rashi keeps going around in circles a little bit, and saying we know there's a comparison between Parhel and Dobasiva and Parhel. And it says, and we know, which we're going to come back to later, which we're doing now, how do we know the Sholesh Machna is about the Par Koyim Mashiach? We're going to learn out that for the Srefa, you take it outside the three camps. Yeah. But where do we know that from? That's the Gemara we're doing now. That's not the Pasuk. That's the Brisa talking. That's not the Pasuk talking. So the Brisa is there. He's telling us that the Par Yom Kippur is like the other power, like the power of Kohen Mashiach, which we know is Sholish Machnos. Where are we going to know that from? We're going to find out later on. That's what we're doing now. Just want to see in Rashi. Somewhere I thought Rashi said it somewhere. Yeah, if you look at Rashi, Tor Rabon Nema Kam Mechutz HaMachne, the top of the Rashi, Hagir says Emes Rebesh, Yesh Lamida, Umusech Zogon Troy Hafik, Yisav, Lan Lon Ato Oime, and Noisen Lon Gibu Machnois. Yeah. Further on, we're going to learn Lalon. We're going to learn out where we get the three machnas from. That's what Rashi tells us there. So now, can we do the Rashi after this one, which is halfway through that six or seven lines down in the wider block? Michutz haMachne b'deshen, boitzoras deshen hamizbeach. We're talking about in the beginning of Tzav when it takes out taking out the ash from the mizbeach. Boitzoras deshen hamichutz haMachne. Says you take out the deshen. She'ein Talmud loyma. We don't need a pasuk. Ein malamu klum. It doesn't tell us anything. Daniel, I know already that the deshen should be taken out, the ash should be taken out from the mizbeach. You take it out of the camp. They say before my nisrofim, because it writes with the poem nisrofim el shefach hadeshen, with the where you pull the deshen. And it says, you know, we know already when it comes to the poem, it says mechutz lamachne. You want to do me a favor and get me a chumash vayikro. You go to the parsha, Pasuk Pei Dalet Pasuk Yud Beis, we're talking about the Parakoy Mashiach.
Which chapter?
Bavikro Dalit Posuk Yud Beis. It says that the Pasha talks about the Parakoy Mashiach. Yeah. And at the end of the pasuk it says, "Voitzi posel yudbeis, voitzi es kol apar nichutz lamacha el mochin tor el shefer chadeshin v'sorav ois aloitzim, and you burn it on oitzim al shefer chadeshin yisorif." That's where you burn it. So we know the deshin now is outside the camp, because we know it says you take the camp, you take the power outside the camp to where the deshin is. So we know the deshin is outside the camp. So we don't need nichutz lamacha there in the pasuk of the way it takes out the deshin, yeah? I want to come back to this Rashi in a moment as well. This possibly in a moment, yeah. So we learn out Machna Shlishis, yeah. Says the Gemara, fine. So we've had all this Lomdus here now to tell us that when does the clothes, all right, so we know where we burn it outside the three Machnas, no one argues about that. We've had all this Lomdus to tell us that as soon as you get outside the Machna, the first Machna, outside the Azoro, the clothes become tomei. But we had another mandom, as you said, Victor, you said when we started off the sugya, we had Rav Shimon, who mentioned at the beginning of the sugya, he mentioned that Rav Shimon in the Mishnah says, your clothes don't become tomei till you burn the par. But Rav Shimon, what's Rav Shimon going to do, yeah? Rav Shimon says, the Gemara, hai mi chutz lamachna mai ovid lei, says the Gemara, what's Rav Shimon going to do with the chutz lamachna? He says, your clothes don't become tomei when you come outside the first machna. Mi bo alech mi resanya. He needs it for the following price. Reb Lezo imenema kam michutz lamachne. Says here michutz lamachne. Venema la'alon michutz lamachne. Says by the par koy Mashiach michutz lamachne. Ma kam chutz l'sholish machnis. Just as there the sreifa is outside the three camps. Af la'alon chutz l'gimu machnis. So here also, when it comes to Yom Kippur, you burn it outside the three camps. We already learned that. Wrong parsha. It says here, it says you burn it outside the three camps. We learn from Yom Kippur, we learn that you burn it outside the three camps. It says with the Pora Aduma now, we're going to Pora Aduma now. With Pora Aduma, it's also said, we learn out there you do it outside the three camps. You do it on the Harazesim, which is outside the three camps, outside Yushalayim. Umal alom b'mizrochom. Just as there, over there, you do on the east side of the Beis Hamikdash, Shel Yishalayim, of Yishalayim, Beis Hamikdash Yishalayim, Avkam b'mizrocha Shel Yishalayim. He learns from the Michutz HaMachne, it's got to be, he learns it out there, uses it to tell you that it has to be done where the Par Adum is burnt on the east side of Yishalayim. Says Rashi, Ma Kan, Rashi's about 7 or 8 lines up. The name of Alom, the Pasha, Paradum, Hitzios, and Michutz Lamachne, you take it out also Michutz Lamachne, plenty of Chutz Lamachnes here. Ma Khan, the poem on Israf, Michutz Gimel Machnes, just as over here, we've already learned, you take it outside the three camps. Av Shchitas, Paradum, Chutz Gimel Machnes, so the Paradum has to be outside the three camps. So Haraz Asim is outside Yushalayim, you see here, what's the label? Umal Alom. Just as the Paraduma has to be done on the east side of Yerushalayim, he stands on the east side of Ponav Lamar and he faces west, facing the entrance to the Hechel, which is on the western wall, to the east, Afkan. So we learn, I learned from this pasuk that even Yom Kippur, all the Paramah Yisrof, not just Yom Kippur, all the Paramah Yisrof need to be done on the east side of Yerushalayim. I was wondering about that. We're just learning Mizrach. It doesn't say it has to be exactly the same place. I also wondered a little bit about that. It doesn't say B'mokim Poradum. It doesn't say B'mokim. It just says Mizrach, doesn't it? It doesn't say B'mokim Poradum. It doesn't say this. The loss seems to apply anywhere on the east would be okay. V'rabonon. So, alright, Shimon's got a special limit. Where do they burn it? Alayzer Ruach Shal Yishalayim, says Rashi. Last line in the Rashi on the page. Rabbonon, says Rashi. Sorry, two lines up. We've already learned them in Mechutz HaMachneh. Tell us. We haven't got it for Gzeru Shobo, Hekesh 2, Por Adumo. But let's make Gzeru Shobo. They don't hold the Gzeru Shobo the Parah Aduma that we have to burn it on the east side. So where do they burn the Parah Aduma according to Rabbanim? But the Tanya says, as we learned in the Braisa, Heichon, the Srofin, the Tzvoino, where are they burnt? On the north side, not on the Yerushalayim. Why on the north side? Says Rashi, Shekol Maaseh Chatos B'Sofin. Since it's got a din of Chatos and Kodshi Kodshim, we know that the optimum side for Kodshi Kodshim is north. V'chutz L'Sholish Machnas. It's outside, so the Braisa, this Braisa is a separate Braisa, so they're also telling us he's burning on the north, outside the three camps. Rabbi Yossi says, our base Hadeshin is rofin. It's burnt on the base Hadeshin. Says Rashi, our base Hadeshin, sorry, Shiyakhtin Mishom Deshin, Hamizbeach. It says, in Possum, we had, just before it says, it says twice in the Possum there, yeah? So it says, Rabbi Yossi, sorry, it says Rashi, sorry, Shiyakhtin Mishom Deshin, Hamizbeach. You've got to perhaps take some deshin out there before you can burn the porim there. You've got to have some deshin there. That's an amizbech there. She nikkukain lokeim mokum shevach deshin. So the place should be called mokum shevach deshin. Mechlal the kama loit zorich. So the kama doesn't require that you have to take some deshin out there prior. Yeah. Ask the gemara. Omer of a man taned the poligoli adrabiyosi. Who is the Tanu who argues Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. It's Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanu, because we've got a brisa. Says Rashi, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, who, three lines down, the Omer lo yoshminon na'ela shehem mokoymoy madron. We'll see Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov will learn from Shefach Hadeshin that it doesn't have to be that there's Deshin there beforehand, but it has to be a Shefach. We'll see in the drosh in a moment, it has to be a place where there's a slope. Shehi dashne mishtapich, the Deshin pours down somewhat. The Tanya. Have we got an Abraisa, says the Gemara, four lines down. El Shefach HaDeshen Yisorif. You burn it on the place where you pour out the Deshen, Shein Nisham Deshen, Nisham Deshen. Talakam, which is Rabbi Yossi, says it's going to be Deshen then. Rabbi Lezer Miyakam Emeshein Mokem Emeshupuch. It's going to be a place which is sloping. Omelay Abaya, it has to be a place which is sloping. Shefach HaDeshen, Omelay Abaya, but the Umbam Emeshein Emeshupuch Hudapliki. And Abaya says maybe they're arguing about whether there has to be a slope there or not, but Deshin they agree on. So the Mefarshim learn that there's two ways of learning this machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov. One way of learning the machlokes is: do you have to, as we've learned till now, do you have to put Deshin there first or not? That's the way we've learned it so far. There's other Mephoshim learn the Machlokes here is, does there actually have to be Deshin there? Rabbi Lezer will agree you have to put Deshin there beforehand. But does there have to be Deshin there when you burn the pile? You know, once the Deshin is blown away, there's no Deshin there. That's what some say, the Machlokes Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, there actually has to be Deshin there at the time you burn the pile. And if it's no Deshin there, you can't burn it. Rabbi Lezer will say, even if, as long as you put Deshin there once, it doesn't matter. You go to Rashi in Chumash, that's why I want to go to this Rashi in Chumash, and that possibly good base. Rashi says in Sefer HaDeshen, Mokum Sheshechim by HaDeshen, Hamasurik Menam Isbeh, Kumash Kotsu, Beis HaDeshen, Amichu Samach, and there. And then the next Rashi says, Sefer HaDeshen, She'ein Talmud Neymer, El Namish HaFila, Ein Shom Deshen, Rashi in Chumash says, even if there's no Deshen, so long as there's no Deshen there once, Rashi says, so Rashi seems to learn the Machloikas is, do you even have to put Deshen there once or not? That's the thing Rashi seems to be loud, it seems to be from Rashi. No, actually, because Rashi goes, no, it doesn't have to be Deshin there at all, at this point. Because we normally pass on Rabbi Yossi. So Rashi is learning, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't have to be Deshin there at the time. we didn't do the Rashi, but we became a Meshubachut de Pligi. Maybe it's only a sloping place. This is the song. Belezim and Yaakov, she yanked him from Deshin. He should put Deshin first. El Debor Nami Mekemen Meshuk. He also requires that the place should be sloping. End of Sigya. Tonar Abonim. Basoyreif says the person who burns, the people involved in burning the Purim and the Surat and the Seals, Purim, the Soyim, they become Tomei. Says the Braisat, Soyreif Metamei Begodim, the burner, people involved in the burning, they become Tomei. Beloy Ametzi says, not the person who lights the fire. Not the person who arranges the wood on the bonfire beforehand. It says, Rashi, the gufon, those who are involved in literally when the burning takes place, the siv oisom, only them. Those only involved at the time of the burning. And obviously, this time a must hold like Rav Shimon. The aim of time and bugodim is when oil. It's only the time of bugodim when the oil takes hold of them, because the ones carrying them out certainly are not involved in the burning at that point. Says the Brisa, the Ezer was the who is a soyev, Zeab Sayeb Shah, straight for Rashi. First, this is on the Brisa. Those who are held at the time of straight for Yochel Af. Yochel carries on the bris af mishanasa efim etam and mugodim. I might have thought once it's become ash and it's still burning there and you're still pushing the ash around or whatever it is, it's etam and mugodim. Talbolim oisom, only though oisom etam and mugodim, only those when it's burning are etam and mugodim. Leim shanasa efim, but not once it becomes ash. Etam and mugodim, it doesn't become ash. When it becomes ash, even you're raking the ashes around or whatever, that is not going to be etam and mugodim. We said this Bryce is going according to Shimon, not going only going to Shimon, who said we had the machlokas. Rav Shimon has said it's not batal because until they as you say it's meruba. Yeah, Rav Lezer b'Shimon Omer hapor metame. It's when it says while it is a por, it has to be still an animal, a whole par, not a whole par, but it has to be a par. It has to have a shem par on it. Then it's metame nitach habosa. Once the meat becomes dissolved, ain't a metame begodim. Then it's no longer metame begodim. My binai, what's nafkamina between these two nimudim? Iku binayu de shabi charucho, if he makes it into charcoal, says Rashi explains, the shabi charucho, da haba nitacha bosa, by that time it's charcoal, the bosa, and the meat has been dissolved, but it's not yet ash, The tanakama and mataman become charcoal, the meat, but it's not ash yet. The tanakama and mataman ashias eifa, tanakama is still with me mataman until it becomes ash, the oisom karinam behilans oisom. It's not anymore a par once it becomes charuch, when it becomes a piece of charcoal. Says the Mishnah, Omer lo l'kohen gadol. They tell the kohen gadol now, shehigya soy lemidbar. The soy has got to the midbar. Because he cannot do any avoida until the soy has got to the midbar. Says Rashi, Omer lo l'kohen gadol, shein reshaila haskot avoida acheris, ad shehigya soy lemidbar. He's not allowed to start any other avodah until the soil reaches the midbar. Send out the soil to the midbar. Then he can carry on the avodah and offering up the chen of the chatos. How do we know the soil got to the midbar? This is talking about after the time. Originally, we said we learned earlier on they used to put the red thread inside on the ulam, on the door of the ulam. But in those times, when it turned white, they knew. But we're talking about when they took it, sent it with the soy, ish iti, and he cut it in two. They didn't have the red thread anymore inside the Beis HaMikdash. How would the Kohen Gadol know when the soy got to the midbar? So, diokois, hoyo oison, umanif, besudrin, they had staging posts where they used to wave flags. Vyoidin shigia, soy la midbar. They would know, they would wave flags when the soy got to the midbar. Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Valoi Simon God Lahoyo Lahem. They had another Simon, Mishalayim Abase Chidudoy, Sholei Shmilin, from Mishalayim until base to the. We got the gears to the base Chidudoy, the sharp place. It's called base Chidudoy because of the sharpness it took. That was the name of the place when it got to the midbar, actually. It wasn't the place where they threw it down, but base Chidudoy. And you shall me the gears is base Choron, which we often find in Shas. That was called the end of Mishalayim, was base Choron. So, basically, whatever, we know that's when the midbar starts there. That's outside Yerushalayim. That's Sholish Min. We know the distance to get outside Yerushalayim is 3 mil. So, if you wanted to know how long it took, says Rav Yehuda, we don't need all the flags, says Rav Yehuda. Hoilchin mil, walk 1 mil, the Choizer mil, and walk back a mil. Veshoyin kadei mil, and sit around the time it takes to walk a mil. But you're a day and she gets to the midbar. That's how you work out the soy gets to the midbar. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Valu simne echad hoyu lahem." They had a different simne. He goes back to the earlier times. Loshen shoshruit or yikusha apisach shal heichol. The red thread was tied to the door of the heichol. Oshiyegia, we had a ulam before. I actually just noticed now here it says heichol. Oshiyegia saw the midbar hoyu aloshen malbin. When they saw you got to the midbar, the red thread turned white. Shnemar im yu hatoikim kashem kashem yalbinu. If your sins are like scarlet, they will turn white like snow. There's Rashi.
I thought he only changed colour if the tefillahs were miskal. Huh?
That's a good point, actually. Sometimes it didn't turn white. We said, didn't we say beforehand? Sometimes it didn't turn white. They were upset then. Good point. What happens if it didn't turn white? That's a good point. Let me have a quick look. He discusses it here.
Does he?
This is Yontes asked the Kasha. Basically, says that's why they argue the Rebbe. You don't really actually argue him because sometimes it didn't turn white. Yeah.
Also, I don't understand measuring.
Yeah, he brings Ha'oris, I don't know who it is, like Grish, I don't know who it is, that according to Rabbi Shimon, there must have been some other similar as well. Not very clear, but it's a good kasha, yeah.
And also, I don't understand it. Everybody walks a different distance. So you're measuring it, the coin is going to measure it on his. How long does it take him the time?
But he's not going to be walking up and down. Someone else is going to do the walking. He's tired.
It's somebody else. But how have you said to the fellow who's taking it, carrying it, is the same speed as him?
Look, you know, there's...
He's with the average, yeah.
So they waited a couple of minutes more. You know, we're not talking about that much. We're talking about 3 mil, which is, 2.5 miles or so. You wait in a couple of minutes more after that. You know, when if the guy walked a bit quickly, and probably the person who did the walking probably actually walked a bit more slowly. Maybe I don't think that's I call that balabasis kasha. Oh my bias. Did we teach all the Rashi's? No, we didn't teach all the Rashi in the Mishnah. Dear Kois, we said they were a staging post or whatever. Bnei all the moim in Yerushalayim lo tzuk. The sukk, there were people standing between Shlaim and the sukk. They shira is there, Simon and Shilzer, and each one could see the symbol of the other one. And when Ismail Yisrael, they used to wave flags. Shemuch and the midbar besudrin, those were near the midbar with flags. Bezeh Aseret Haroyim Menei Fidamhu, and the one near, the next one down waved his flag. Roy Chabera, Somat Yishalaim, Dirkois Vlad Ridburish. The Kikovitsky translates this as a rear guard, which I don't think we're not talking about rear guard here, actually. But anyway, that's the translation of Kukovitsky. Ad Beis Chidudoi, Hu Roish HaMidbar, that's Beis Chidudoi, is the beginning of the Midbar. Ushom Niskayim, and there you Mekayim, Mishilas Asoi HaMidbar. That's when the Kaporo, according to some Rebbe, I think it was, says that's when the Kaporo took place. Toyochim Mil, as we said above, Miyakiu Yishalayim, because we learned, Miyakiu Yishalayim, Belav Noisei Ad Sukkah Rishon, they used to accompany him to the first Sukkah, because some of them, after a Mil, went turned around and went back. Not all of them went all the way to the Sukkah Rishon. The Sukkah Rishon was beyond in the Midbar, that was already. Walking Yishalayim wasn't a problem of Tchumim. It was only going in the Midbar was a problem of Tchumim. So some of them, after the first Mil in Yishalayim, walked back. Carries on the Gemara. Omar Baya. Shema Amino, Beis Chidudoi, or Beis Chayim, as we said, Bamid Bekaimo, was in the Midbar, Bokamash Malon. And this is what it's teaching us. So Rabbi Yehuda, Kivin Shigia, Asor in the Midbar, once Asor gets to the Midbar, Nasas Mitzvosei, that is the completion of the Mitzvah. It says, Rashi, Nasas Mitzvosei, Umasfil Likrois HaPasha. Now we can carry on with the next Avoid, or the next part of the next stage, which is reading the Pasha, which we'll see in the next Mishnah. Adonoloch Shnei Sirei, Yisgibim HaFaloch Shnei Sirei, HaFaloch Shnei Sirei. Bo carries the Mishnah. Bo loy kain godl likrois. The kain godl came to read the parsha. Says Rashi, bo likrois is a parsha yafinam mimiluim. We learn from the miluim the barmiyam pekam minay shaf mikra parsha ma'akiv. Even the mikra parsha is ma'akiv. We'll see from the miluim. Imrot a likrois with big day boots. If he wanted to wear his big day lobon, he was allowed to. Koyri can read. Vimlav, and if he didn't want to, koyri be talis lob mishaloi. He would wear his own talis or his own tunic. Is Rashi. In Likrois, the big day boots, you lobush achshav, he's still wearing his big day lobon. Shabbat of Abed Sayyam, he's doing Abed Sayyam. It's Talis, lobush. He could wear his own lobush, Kimin Choluk, like a shirt, yeah?
Without a jacket or something?
Some sort of tunic. I mean, it's tunic, yeah. Since the Kriya is not actually an avoda, he didn't have to wear a big tikkun for the Kriya, yeah?
But we just say it's me'akev. If it's me'akev, it's an avoda.
Well, we'll see the Gemara. It's me'akev. He couldn't do anything. It's me'akev in the sense that he couldn't do that part of the day. So his part is me'akev in terms of the avoda. He wasn't allowed in terms of, we'll see actually a bit. Wait for the Gemara a moment, yeah?
Okay.
How much is me'akev? Chazan HaKnesses, says Rashi, Chazan HaKnesses is a shamish. It's not the chazan, it's the shamish. Noitel Sefer Torah. He took the Sefer Torah. Noisnoi, he took it out. There was a lishka there where they kept Sefer Torah. But Noisnoi, Roish HaKnesses, and he gave it to the head of the shul, Roish HaKnesses. We'll see what his position is. Noisnoi, there's a miskan, baskan, Noisnoi, the Kohen Gadol, Oimer, Mekabel, Bekoirei, and the Kohen Gadol receives it and reads Achrei Mois. He reads from the Pasha of Achrei Mois. Ba'ach, also, and he uses also the Pasha of Ach, also. The girl say for Torah, and he rolls up and say for Torah, Manicha, Bechek, and he puts his lap. But when he says, there's a lot more in this Torah than I've read to you. And then he lines, which is a maftir, which is in, which we line for maftir nowadays, which is in Pashas Pinchas. He lines Balper. All right, before we come, let's just carry on with the Rashi first. Shamash Reish HaKnesses, our Pibnis, the Kavanah Sochi HaKnesses. He's the one, he's what we call the Shamash nowadays, actually. But he's the one who gives out everything. Me maftir, me who gets maftir, me prays al shema, who does the priesthood for shema, puts his hands on me, over the table, who's a cousin. And then he lines, v'ach also shebe pashas emor lakonim, he writes also pashas in emor as well. V'alim ha'yos to be mashem krisim, in mom pashas, tell them we'll explain why he has to say this. And in any lines, the maftir shebe chomish ha'bikudim, sefer v'idabe, the sefer shebe chomish ha'bikudim, in the chumish, that deals with the countings. In other words, way of describing Sefer Bamidbar, who passes Pincha Boys to Sefer, Pincha is in Bamidbar, the Shama Musafim Mamurim, that's where we have the Musaf, all the Musafim mentioned, and that's the Maftir lining. And he reads it Alper, the time of Mufarshim, more than we'll explain why he reads it Balper. And then back to the Mishnah, he makes Shmoyne Brochas, he makes eight Brochas, Ala Teru Vala Boido. Actually, keep a finger on Rashi. We'll do them with Rashi all the way as we go through. I'll say, Ravoido, there's the brocha shel achreya. That's the normal brocha we make after you have an aliyah. Asher nosan lonu, yeah? That's the term of Ravoido. So, Al-Torah is the brocha we make asher nosan lonu for Hashemis. Vala Ravoido, that's the next second brocha. It says, Rashi, Ravoido, Ritzeib amch yisol, betilsem, desire your people, betilsem Ravoido, mitvir beisecho, sha'a yischa labatcho biron Ravoido. This is what we call would say avodah, which is avodah. Then he makes the bracha v'aloido, moedim anachn loch ad atoyv lochol lochidois. Al avodah. Why did he make a bracha on avodah? Mivach b'shvul avodah she'omad. From the avodah he's done. Avodah then hismuch la avodah. Then he makes the bracha on avodah, which comes after avodah. The chsiv we always avodah. We know avodah should come after avodah. We have moedim after ritzei in Amish when Israel. And that's learned from the apostle. It still says Rashi, Zoyveach Toido Yichabdomni, you offer a Toido, honor me, Achar Aboido Toido. Zoyveach comes first, offer it up, that's the Aboido, and then Toido comes to thanks, to give thanks. Be he, who I do, and that's thanks. Then he makes a brocha al Machinas or Ovoid, says Rashi, Machoy Labon Yasim Yamakipur Mazer, Ad Melech Mech Basalech Amenesinu, we want Manas Machino, Bala Mikdosh. And he makes a bracha on the base of Amidosh, says Rashi, Mispala la Amidosh, Vachesim Boch, Shibocha Bimikdosh. And he makes a bracha thanking Kodesh Boch for choosing the Mikdosh. Valakarim, Mifnei Atzmon, says Rashi, Valakarim, Mispala Akarim, he's Mispala for the Karim, Vachesim Boch, Shibocha Bazarish Shalarim. Then, thanks for choosing the Bazarish Shalarim. Val Nechain al Yisrael, he makes a bracha al Yisrael. Val Shar Hatfilo. And then he makes another bracha al shar hatzvila. Says Rashi Mefarsh, we know what shar hatzvila is. So he makes these eight brachas. Some of them we say nowadays when we say after after. We say some of these brachas nowadays after after as well. We don't say all of them. And then haroyeh kohen gadol shukoru. Anybody who is watching the kohen gadol line ain't haroyeh par v'soy anisrofim. Cannot see that the par and the soy being burnt. Haroyeh par v'soy anisrofim. Similarly, those who see the par ain't haroyeh kohen gadol shukoru cannot see. not that is also too. There was a great distance from Lechem Mechashneim Shobakachas, and these two things were being done at the same time, and therefore you couldn't be in the Beis Hamikdash and 3 mil away outside Yerushalayim, or now Har Zeisim, you couldn't be that far away and see the two things. And the Gemara will explain why the Mishnah needs to tell us this problem. The Gemara will explain why. Says the Gemara, Militoni Bitali Shlovan. Since it mentions his own tunic, Michlal the Kriya Lav Avodahim. So we see the Kriya is not Avodahim. Ross the Kasha, In Ross the Likros, Bigdi, what's Kriya? And on the other hand, it says he wants to read it with his white clothes, his white Bigdi Lav, and he can. Shami no Bigdi Kunan, so Shmami no, the Gemara says first, Bigdi Kunan, Nitna Lehonis Mehen. It says, we can see from here, you can have Anor from Bigdi Kunan. Says, Gemara, no Raya. Mutan Nitna Lehonis, no, he says, Rashi and Nitna. You can have anor even if it's not avoida. Says the Gemara, Dil Meshani. Maybe it's different here. Kriya the Tzorich Avoida here. The lining is an element of the avoida. It's not the avoida mamish, but it is part of the avoida. You see, it's a sort of halfway stage. You see, Victor, yeah? You see here, it's Tzorich Avoida. It's not mamish avoida. Yeah. It's Tzorich Avoida here. And that's, maybe that's why you have to wait. The boil on. Because we have a shayla anyway, Bichlal. Big day kuna, nitnuli honest men, oiloi nitnuli honest men. Can one have Hanof, means big day kuna for mundane purposes or not? Tosma, we want to bring a riot. So Ashala is one allowed to have and use his big day kuna for doing other things. We can't bring a riot from our case here, because here it's a Surya Chaboida. We want to bring it from a riot from us, and since we've already brought up the subject, we want to resolve this issue. Tosma, loyo yeshayim a big day kodesh. The Koyanim, when they went to sleep, in the Beis HaMoikad, the day before they did the Avodah, each base of, each Mishmoad was cut in six or seven base Bote Ovis, and the base of went, they started their day, or the night before, they went to sleep in the Beis HaMoikad. They took their clothes in the Big Day Kuna there, and they went to sleep in the Beis HaMoikad to get up ready in time to do the Trumas Hadeshin and the Avodah for the next day. The Lo Yoyeshen in the Big Day Kodesh, Shino, and they weren't allowed to sleep with the Big Day Kuna on.
But Rabbi, that was a different reason. That was because of Shatnez. You were Shatnez.
If you're going to say Big Tikkun Lihonis Behem, you're allowed to have an offer. There was no problem of Shatnez. There is another reason. That's not the reason. The Shatnez is not the reason. Yeah, because Big Tikkun were mutter, they were mutter for them to wear them. We also learn. They were allowed to wear them, but could they wear them once they were allowed to wear them? Could they wear them for Monday? That's all shayla here a bit as well. But there was another reason, as we'll see in a moment. Says the Gemara, they couldn't sleep in them. Says Rashi, last two words on the page, Shem Yofiach, because
could they wind?
They might pass wind, But if he wants to have his supper wearing his big day kuna, he could have his supper. Says the Gemara, no raya that he could eat. Eating korbonus, not having his supper. Eating could mean having korbonus, and eating mean he could eat. When he could eat korbonus, because that's soya chavoida, he could tanya. And they should eat them in order they should have a kaporo. Remember from this posuk, when the kohenim eat it, the balim get the kaporo. So. Don't bring me around. Don't make me a deal they can eat from them. All right, so we're not going to make that deal. So I'll make a different deal. Shino who do loy. They're not allowed to sleep. Ha'iluchim ha'alcha. If they want to go for a walk, spatsir, and they go for a walk for their own purposes, then they can do that. Being a raya, they can have an law from them. Says the Gemara. No, says the Gemara. No raya. He couldn't walk them. So why mention Shino then? Why not mention walking? But Sefer is three for lame. I need it for the Sefer. So why we mention sleeping dafka and not walking or something else is I need to learn something about sleeping. Because poison and makapna manichan tachas are shame. Because they used to fold them up and they used to take them off and fold them up and put them under their heads. And that's why I need to tell us that they could put them under their heads. And it says Rashi, "V'tzricha li'lay shina de nokam bishun de boil hashmina and shemuta litn and tachas roshen." They put them on their hands. Then we're not worried anymore if they're going to pass wind, because that's considered the good taking them off, even though they're under their heads. We consider taking off. We want to know that under their heads is not considered as a big problem of being of passing wind with them. But it doesn't mean you can have an orphan necessarily. But then the issue is that's left with, which is the next suya actually, I was going to say, well, the fact they put them under their heads also implies they're using them as pillows. That's the next suya that Gemara is going to say. Just do the first line of the next Gemara. That's the next suya of the Gemara. We'll stop here.
Square. So, Motzei Shabbos,
I didn't do Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos at 5 o'clock or on Zoom on Sunday morning, 9:45.
9:45?
9:45 Sunday morning. 5 o'clock. Say it's a repeat. No, Shabbos I'm doing a Shabbos, no, this is today. Shabbos I'm doing in Shabbos daf, and I'm doing a repeat of Shabbos 9:45 on Sunday morning on Zoom.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, square.
Square. Either come 5 o'clock Shabbos or have a repeat on Sunday. Yeah.
Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos.
Square.
Thanks very much.
Fine.